And that was not only Amore, that was Dino, Dean Martin there. A New York Times food reviewer recently described one of Melbourne's traditional Italian restaurants, the Olive Jar, as perhaps her favourite restaurant in Melbourne, Australia, or maybe the world. She did say that that was on the right night with enough of Grandpa's wine and a rousing rendition of That's Amore from owner Giovanni Mico. Sue Ahern went in search of this highly praised restaurant, the Olive Jar, and its singing owner, Giovanni Mico, who's in Carlton, in Melbourne's inner north.
Well, Giovanni, welcome to Travel Writers Radio.
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me to your radio stations.
I understand that you're one of the oldest families who've been in the restaurant business in Carlton. You've been here since the 60s.
We sort of searched that out a little bit, and it seems that we probably are the oldest Italian family to run a restaurant, Italian restaurant. So we started back in the, as you said, the early 60s. So by asking questions around whether anybody else would have perhaps continued if there was to be since those days, I don't think there's many at all. So probably will make us the oldest Italian restaurant in Melbourne, or possibly Australia, I don't know.
So what was it like then?
Bit difficult. It was good, a lot of fun, but the difficult as far as food is concerned, because you had to really do a lot of stuff yourself. Obviously, you had to go to farms and whatever to sort of search and look for certain things. You know, like we had to buy goats, lamb, you know, cows, and slaughter ourselves. But we had to use certain cuts. Whether today it's a bit different, but in those days it was more hands-on. You had to make everything yourself. So you really get to work in different ways. And Italians, which were the early immigrants into the country, wanted the typical Italian food, which we could not find around. So we used to provide that as well as they wished, because otherwise it would have been a difficult problem.
Now, we're now 2019, and you're still making that traditional food. What's the demand for it?
Well, the demand is that, because people are thinking, they're very much, you know, humans, we always want to go back to roots. It doesn't matter how we're going to look at things. Even so that, I say, technology in the modern world tells, hey, let's eat fast and move on. I think it's still wrong for us as humans. We should really eat slow, good food, organic, and naturally made. And so that's what we do. We're still, working those old traditional system where we still have, you know, the right butchers which give us the actual proper products. We'll still cut it and cook it in the proper way. I mean, if something takes 3 hours, that's what we're going to do. We're not going to rush it out. And so that's really the trick behind it. So we've been doing this for years, so we might as well just continue with it until we can.
So can you tell us the sort of food you serve here?
Well, basically the food that we serve here, it's very simple peasant food. Let's call it that way, because I think that's the proper word, or it's the proper description of it. And if you go back into the history of Italy, everything was about peasant food, regardless of the old modernized dishes and stuff. Because without the peasant, you had no food. That's simple as that. You had to be a farmer, otherwise there was nothing growing. So what we do, to answer to your question, it's the same sort of thing that we work around it in order to have that particular food shown into our dishes. So we use fry pans and stuff like that. So there's no fiddling around with anything at all. We just create what is actually traditional and authentic.
So can you give us some explanation of what sort of dishes you have on the menu?
Well, for example, we make all our pastas. If we were to make lamb shanks, for example, we then go to a farm, we speak to the farmer or to a butcher which brings the stuff in. We then get the proper lamb shank, because obviously these days you've got all sorts of different cuts. And they sort of play around with the actual, I would say, probably the quality of it. And so what we do, we then start from scratch. We'll do the actual, the actual simmer, the actual marination, the whole thing. So we go through what we used to do in the old days and take a bit of time to actually cook it properly. And so that's the sort of things we do. So the pasta is homemade. We use the right flour, the right ingredients. So it's Mama used to make. So whatever we learn off them, that's what we continue doing.
Now, you're also making, apart from pasta, you're also making some other, your own olive oil?
We do make some olive oil. We do make our own olives. We actually have a lot of fruits and olives and figs and whatever else. We got that still in the backyard. some of the videos on YouTube sort of shows that what we do. But we do a lot of that. We make our own wine, for example, every single year. So that's something which is organic and fantastic. And people appreciate that because, you know, we have people that came in and said, oh, I can't drink any wine at all. Don't give any wine. I can't do it. You know, feel headaches. I've got this, I've got that. I said, listen, try it out. And if you can't drink it, don't worry about it. But they're still coming back for more and more. So obviously it's working because it's organic. There are not preservatives and there are not chemicals with it. So it's all the natural wine.
And is there a demand for traditional food like this?
It is. There's a strong demand. What happened is that there was a period of time, and it sort of started back in the 80s, 90s, where you had Nouvelle Cuisine. So that came through where people wanted little things, but modern. You know, it was just one of those things. But, and so we will continue with our traditional food where all of a sudden it became fashionable. You know, people wanted to go to this stuff, these new things. But we continue on. So we had, various people advising us to say, hey, why don't you change that? Just do a little bit more modern, just become a little bit different. So we thought, no, we're not going to do it. We're just going to continue with our traditional stuff. And I'm glad that we have some because, we had a little bit of a rough time, but all of a sudden it just pays out. So.
Now, you get more than just a meal in this restaurant.
Possibly.
Can you tell us about your singing?
What I want to do, really, the idea behind the singing is that I really want to take people back in time a little. So what you do, we go for a journey. So people remember the 60s, most people do remember the 60s, or at least those who are with us around. And so if you can give people a little bit of an experience how it was in those days. So I sort of take them back a bit. Traditional food, and then we do some of the 60s songs. For example, we'll sing a lot of Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, Elvis, and some Italian stuff. And people feel that at home, or at least they feel they're back into the 60s. And so that's very much the whole idea behind it. So it's a combination of traditional food, which was the 60s, and a combination of singing, which were the 60s. They were good years.
Well, I can say that I've often walked past this restaurant at night,
yeah,
and everybody in the whole restaurant is singing with you.
Yeah, well, we always try to set the theme up and have everyone enjoy themselves. Look, the world these days is so sad and terrible, under pressure, that I think I always use the technique of Hitchcock, where he said, if you can give people 2 hours of their life and entertain them, then your job has been done. So I say, well, if I can actually give a couple of hours as well to people that come in and enjoy themselves away from all the hustle and bustles and working hard through the day, then I think our job is done as well. As simple as that, just entertain people and just enjoy themselves. It's really, that's the whole thing.
So the restaurant business is a really competitive one now. It's pretty tough, and especially around Carlton. What do you think is the future?
Yeah, I think the restaurant game's always been tough. But now it's much tougher, simply because we get a different floods of people. You know, there's a flood of people coming from everywhere. They want to do Italian, they want to do all sorts of other dishes, and so that becomes tough. Because I think every corner there's a restaurant or a cafe, so it becomes not necessarily because they're good. It's just because they undercut everyone else. So, but I suppose if you're good, what you do, you must continue anyway. So, but it is a tough industry. It's no doubt about it.
Now, can you tell us about the article in the New York Times?
Well, we had someone, which I have no idea what she looks like, who she is, but I know she's come in like at least 2-3 times from what I heard, and she loved the actual the idea behind it. She loved the actual experience that she had, and so she thought that it's important to write about at least a restaurant that we have maintained this old traditional style for the new generation. I think you asked me this question before, so going back forward now, it is something that we want to preserve, so at least we show what we used to do in the old days and continue on with the new generation, because the young kids sort of lose their track a little bit. So if you can still produce good food and give it the traditional ideas behind it and see what we used to be like, I think they'll appreciate it, because good food always speaks, you know. But the New York Times, yeah, they appreciated what we do, and they thought, well, let's give them a write-up, and they did, which is great. I have no idea who she is, but I always thank her, because it was great. We get a lot of phone calls from New York and various parts of America, which and from Europe, I've got to say, Well, now they're in Australia. They want a caviar, which is great. Yeah.
And who are most of your customers? Are they local people or tourists?
There's a lot of local people for sure, but we get it from everywhere really, just right across. But we get a lot of Italians, which is great. Some of the old Italians, because they understood, appreciate the old-fashioned food, because they grew up with it. So if you can give what they wanted, then you got not only the old Italian, but you also get the younger generation, because they say, you got to go there, it's like we cook. So it's a sort of a crossbreed or anything, and right across, which is good, yeah.
So are your children interested in the business, your family?
We're all in the business. My children have other jobs professionally, but they're still helping out. So, you know, it started off with my parents. My parents are now very old, or they're getting much older than what they were. And so they're retired, but we continue on. So the children are very much in it, cars and so forth. So it's still very much a family family business, which is great.
Well, thank you very much for joining us on the programme today.
Well, thank you for inviting me to your show, and thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
That was Sue Ahern there with Carlton restaurateur Giovanni Micco.